Kane's Fishing and Hunting Show on the all-new Kane 107.5. Hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Good.
And Hunting Show, I'm Tony Landry along with Ricky Watkins. Morning, Rick.
Good morning, Tony.
For our weekly Fishing and Hunting Show, and welcome to Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. Meanwhile, as always, the purpose of this show is to keep our listeners updated with the fishing and the hunting in the area, along with Louisiana and stories around the USA and the world. And, Rick, each Friday, these are the people responsible for us being here.
You're right, Tony. I got to thank our sponsors, Alamo Hydraulics, Doors Heating and Cooling, Home Run Pizza, and Raging Cajun Seasonings and Foods.
And if you'd like to give us a call, of course, the number, you can dial that area code 337, and the number's 367-1240, 367-1240. You can listen to us online at www.kane1240.com, anywhere in the world. And if you have an Alexa, just say, Alexa, play Kane 1240. You can pick up the show on any accessible internet device. We're live here at the studios of Kane Radio at 107 West Main Street, here next to Victor's Cafeteria in downtown New Iberia, which is open. And, Rick, freshwater, saltwater fishing was shaking.
Tony, excuse me, I've been getting some good reports out of the lake. They're kind of keeping it tight-lipped because the first hog fight's coming up this coming Wednesday, the 20th. And the basin's on the rise. I haven't heard too much about the basin. And good old Toledo Bend, they're still catching some white perch, crappie, or sockeye, whatever you want to call them. They're catching them on shiners in about 10 to 15 feet deep.
All right. Meanwhile, the river stage at Butte Rose is hanging in there right at 8.36 feet. That was as of 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock this morning, I should say. With that, it looks like we're going to get a little rise in it. It's going to get up to about 9 feet, and that's going to be, I believe, right before the Easter weekend. So the 26th, I believe that's a Tuesday with that. But in the meantime, no reports from the basin.
Really, in the basin, Tony, right now you'd have to almost be in a pullover with a pullover boat, smaller boat. But with the rise like that, it's always been tough on me to catch. You know, it's just if you look at the scale, it's a constant rise going up, you know. So the basin would be kind of tough right now.
Yeah, with that, too, of course, a lot of bass clubs getting ready for a lot of their tournaments and all, which is taking place, too. The hog fights Wednesday night coming up, which is 5 days from now.
And so, most of those are going to be in the lake.
And then tomorrow, they're going to crank it up with the redfish tournament. We're going to have some information.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have more information on, not necessarily on the redfish tournament, about redfish and red snapper, too. That's coming up. Of course, the redfish tournament, they crank it up tomorrow morning. If you want to get out there and enjoy.
Bright and early. Yep.
That's right, bright and early. Registration ends at 6 a.m. out there in Quintana Landing. They're going to blast off around 6:30 tomorrow morning. If you'd like to get in and get up with them, of course, you can dial Brooks Amy at 337-316-8175. Of course, the area code 337, the number to Brooks Amy's 316-8175. If you want to make it out there early tomorrow morning, and I guess the forecast today is for some rain later on today, and don't know what it looks like tomorrow. I think it's going to be pleasant, hopefully. Don't know what the temperatures are going to bring us. Of course, Jeff will have more of that in the weather after the fishing and hunting show and Bayou Sports. But in the meantime, tournament's underway. The weather's starting to warm up. You know, it hadn't been in the 50s for a while, but anyway, in the meantime, fishing is cranking it up. Meanwhile, also with the hog fights, I'll give some information on that. It's really popular too, Ricky, the Wednesday night hog fights series. It gets underway next Wednesday. The 12 evening bass tournaments will take participants to Lake Force Point for that first Wednesday. Tournament hours are from 5:30 to weigh-in time, which will be announced before the boats leave Marshville Landing.
Yes,
so
sir.
With that, as always, Mike Senator, he's been the director of the Wednesday night hog fights with that, and he usually gives us a call in after Wednesday night on Friday mornings to report what took place in the tournament. He urges prospective participants to go to the Hog Fights Facebook page and print out and fill out the entry and waiver form arriving at the boat landing for March 20th. Meanwhile, the pre-tournament hours are busy and hectic on the site, which it quite frankly is. and tournament officials realize the completed entry waiver paper tend to cut down the time it takes to get everybody registered and paid up for the tournament. Meanwhile, elsewhere, if they have questions, they can call Mike, noting his cell phone number is area code 337. His number is 321-1178, so that's 321-1178. The entry fee is $60 per boat with no more than two anglers per boat. There's a three-fish limit with a minimum size of 12 inches. Elsewhere, the tournament director, Mike, also anticipates a fairly good success for the first tournament on the lake. Anglers must fish at least seven of the 12 tournaments to qualify for the Wednesday Night Hogfight Classic. Meanwhile, the two champions coming back from last year, Austin Terrio and along with Gavin Savoy, they earned the Angler of the Year title last year with consistent showings in 2023. And chances of Angler of the Year repeating or remote, they realize. And as for the March 20th, he said about the opener, even the rest of the season, it'll be a lot of fun for sure. The basin's low and the lake is on fire. So with that, anyway, Terrio and Savoy had to battle down to the wire last year to clinch that Angler of the Year award. And they're back to challenge, and we'll see. The champs won one tournament, the fourth stop in the first tournaments of the year in the Chaffla Basin. The three bass weighing 7.06 pounds plus a kicker at 309. It was the night's biggest bass. So good luck to that. Looking forward to getting Mike's, call in each Friday after every other week when they have Friday. And they move around, too. They'll fish out at Marshfield, and then they'll fish out of
Marshfield, Benoit, Miette Point, and every now and then, Tony, to go to Lake Martin.
That's right.
Not all the time, but every now and then.
That's right with that. So they'll move around. They'll decide. They'll start off at Marshfield, and they'll decide at the end of the day after the fish weighing in and all where they're heading next week. So, and we usually have Mike will usually tell us where they decide to go for the next week. But interesting to see how that's all going to come into play.
It's time to kick it off.
Oh, yeah. And other teams and all that, if you want to come in and report other fishing, if you've got listening in and you'd like to report what your teams do, give us a call and we'll set you up each week. And go from there, Rick. You know, we all want to do that. So, anyway, we'll see.
Time of year. Time to get going.
Oh, yes. Anyway, boy, some shocking news, man, during the last week. We missed it for the show. But the Louisiana private recreational red snapper season is going to open. You ready? April 15th.
Really?
Yeah. And the 2024 private recreational snapper season will begin on Monday, April the 15th, so you can go pay your taxes and go fish for red snapper. In that, the season will run 7 days a week, which with a daily bag limit of four fish per person and the 16-inch total minimum length limit. The season will remain open until the recreational red snapper landings approach or reach the annual private limit of 934,000 pounds and 587. So 934,000 pounds, 587. And you must possess a valid Louisiana basic and saltwater fishing license as well as the recreational offshore landing permit, which is free, of course, but to fish for the red snapper as well as other offshore species in that regard. Of course, anglers can get a recreational offshore landing permit via the permit website. And once you have registered and save an electronic copy on your mobile device or print a copy for your ROLP indicating that you have a valid one, carry it on person or on your phone. So interesting with that. Amazing that they're going to open up the red snapper season. Usually they open it up on Memorial Day weekend and shut it down around Labor Day if they haven't hit their quotas. But looks like a red snapper season.
It looks like they're plentiful, Tony.
And, you know, there have always been that thought. And granted, years ago there was issues. They were pretty.
Well, that's when commercial was hitting them pretty hard.
Yeah, yep. And now, you know, you talk to people. And, of course, remember, too, the federal government held all that weigh-ins and all that with regards to totals and all.
Right.
And when the states, the five Gulf states, started taking it over – they upped the counts and other things,
right.
And just made it more plentiful. And you talk to people that are out there a lot offshore.
Yeah.
They say, man, the oh, red yeah. snapper just are so abundant.
Just like
out
with the redfish, Tony. You and I both said that that limit's going to change also.
Yeah, you're right about
that. Which is a good thing. You know?
I agree. And, of course, it came out last Thursday, but in the press release didn't come out to a day later after the show had been concluded, or I looked for it and didn't see it. But
right.
anyway, with the redfish, they're back to square one on proposed regulations. 6 months ago, the wildlife and fishery staff set out an 18 to 27-inch slot limit with a 4 fish per day creel limit. The new regulations would ban keeping any fish longer than 27 inches and take away the ability for the charter skipper and any in the crew from keeping redfish on a chartered trip. Meanwhile, it's back and forth months, different slot and creel limits. The Wildlife and Fisheries Commission returned to that original proposal during Thursday's meeting. That was last Thursday. It should be noted that the more public comment favored the 3 fish daily limit than the 4 fish option, and most of that effort came from fly fishermen, believe it or not.
Okay.
For anglers, the most concerning part is when the new set of regulations would take effect. A public hearing is set for 10 a.m. on April the 29th at the Wildlife and Fisheries Headquarters in Baton Rouge, the result of which will be presented during the commission's May meeting. If there are no changes to this intent, the proposed rules will be sent for legislative oversight, which there is no problem within 30 days of the new regulations will be posted in the state register. That could come as early as June 20th or possibly July 20th, at which time the new size and the creel limits and other restrictions would take effect. And you know, Ricky, as well as I do, we've been saying they started with the speckled trout. It took them 4 years. Of course, even bass, it started even longer than that with the speckled trout, the limit of 15 fish with the size. And now redfish. And I think down the road, we're looking at sackalay and crappie being regulated too for that
on limits anyway, yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that. Of course, as we mentioned, just what a dream come true for the red snapper fishermen. Can crank it up April the 15th with that. And anyway, the private charter options, the state-permitted charter, they fell short, 56,000 pounds. I didn't realize that, from the 934,000 pound limit.
Yeah.
And for the 2023 season, which ran out at December 31st. And at 220 days, it was the longest red snapper season since the days of the federal managers imposed extraordinary stringent regulations on taking red snapper by the recreational sector. But, man, with it opening on April 15th.
But if you remember, Tony, they had a lag in the weights, if you remember. They some kind of way it got messed up. So I guess they said, well, it's close enough. We'll shut it down, if you remember right. Yeah.
And if you remember, too, a few years ago, it went over the limit, too.
Yeah.
And they cut back on Louisiana, too, in that regard. But in the meantime, April 15th and to May the 24th, that's a Friday before Memorial Day. And if all of that in the 24 weekly catches estimated by L.A. Creel are similar to 2023, a year almost void of tropical storms, hurricanes and all, which helps some, too, with that. But anyway, just a big day for fishermen here in the state of Louisiana.
Think it's better, Tony, that the state has picked up and they'll do a little better job than the feds, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you with that. And with that also, the Wildlife and Fisheries considering raising the red drum limits. You know, we just mentioned about that, talked about that. With that, of course, the Wildlife and Fisheries Commission amended a notice of intent to increase the daily take and possession limit from the 3 to 4 fish per day for the red drum. Anyway, the commission chose to maintain the red drum size, a limit of 18-inch minimum, 27-inch maximum total length. Additionally, the retention of any red drum above the maximum size of 27 inches total length and the retention of the red drum by captain and crew on charter or head boats while on for hire trip will be prohibited. Charter captains and crew will still be allowed to engage in fishing on charter trips to demonstrate how to catch a red drum, but will not be allowed to retain red drum towards any limit on the vessel. Current regulations allow five red drum between 16 and 27 with one fish over 27 inches. I wonder how the SFA, redfish tournament, how they're going to handle that. It seems like a little confusion, too.
Well, you got to, you have to catch them in the slot.
Yeah, that's right.
And actually, you want more weight, the same slot fish, but you want a fish with more weight. So you got to kind of say, well, this one's a little bigger. You measure them and you weigh them, and you keep the biggest ones inside the slot.
Yeah, and with that, too, they cut back a month, I think, this year. They're only going to have four tournaments along within their classic, too. Yeah. So with that, usually they'd start here in March and go into August, I think, would be their championship round.
See, just like Lake Fork, Tony, in Texas, that's a slot limit lake. And there's a lot of big fish, but if they fall in the slot, you got to let them go. You can't bring them in.
Yeah, that's
you can't have them in your possession, not even to weigh them and release them.
And I know you're a big proponent of regards to
especially your brute fish. That's why Lake Fork is so good. Also,
and throwing back fish. Even though you caught them, take a picture and throw the bigger fish back, the ladies back into the pond. Yep. So to keep generating all that, but we'll see. That we talked about the. The commission going to have a meeting, an open meeting, April 29th up in Baton Rouge to discuss all that.
And I think that'll be on the board for a while, Tony.
Anyway, it's going to be interesting in that. So we'll see what's going to fly. Anyway, in the meantime, before we head to our first break in a few minutes, the Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Commission also adopted amendments to the 24-25 hunting regular season notice of intent. And with that, included in the amendments were alterations to deer hunting season dates in Deer Area 2. Not quite sure where that is. Didn't look it up on the state map. But the language pertaining to legal firearms on the Department of Wildlife Fisheries management areas, the use of dogs to track mortally wounded deer on private lands, prohibition of harvesting juvenile turkeys, and the deer season high water benchmark closure portions of East Carroll up in North Louisiana, along with Madison Parishes, so near the Mississippi River. Anyway, if you hunt up in that area, you need to pull it up and look at it. I suggest going to the website for the Louisiana Wildlife Fisheries Department and looking up all those notice of intents and changes. Of course, we're a year away from that, not quite a year, 9 months maybe away from that, 10 months away from that. So,
hunting season,
that's right. Regulation changes, and they might even change some more. So, with the commission, so you people that hunt deer up there, the Louisiana Department of Wildlife Fisheries will hold a public hearing on the proposed amendments April the 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Joe L. Herring Louisiana Room up at the Wildlife and Fisheries headquarters in Baton Rouge on Quail Drive. And public comments for the amendments will be accepted through April 30th. It will also be accepted at the Louisiana Wildlife Fisheries Commission April 9th meeting, which is a few weeks away. Comments may be submitted to directly to Tommy Tuma of the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries office up in Baton Rouge. With that, you can go into the website to see his email, or maybe if you want to call him, the number should be there with that, and have your public opinion given in. And they look forward to that, too, to get other people commenting on all of that.
Yep.
So with that, the commission will take a final action on the notice of intent and the conditionally adopted amendments at its May meeting. Any of the previously proposed amendments adopted at this meeting are sent to the legislative oversight. If the oversight makes no changes, the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary will finalize the rules. So anyway, get involved. Have your voice heard, Rick. That's so important to have your voice heard and get involved in all of that. And looking around, too, I always want to mention this, too, with the Jackie Savoy Big Bass Tournament out at Marshfield, Rick. That's taking place, I believe it's April the 27th, I do believe.
I think so.
I think that date out there. So it's a great cause. A lot of that tournament's been going on for very many years. Had a slow period during the COVID time.
COVID, yeah.
you know, but in the meantime, it's just a great tournament, a lot of fun fishing, whether you want to catch. They pay out, what, $250, $150, and $100 by the hour, or you can take the five fish rule, but you can't use your hour fish to go into the five bass limit. So with that, but it's a lot of fun, a lot of food, entertainment, auctions, things people selling wares with regards to fishing equipment.
I want to say last year, Tony, they had like a look. Cook-off also.
That's right. Yep. That's right. I think they want to expand upon that this year, too, with a cook-off and all. So a great time out there at Marshfield. And at one time, anywhere from 60 to 100 boats or maybe 90 boats would show up. It's just a great time.
We got close to 100 one year.
Yeah, yep. With that. So wanting to build that back up. T's trying to get that going and moving again with that. So we wish him the best. And a lot of the proceeds go to Cancer Society.
Lydia Cancer Society. Yeah. Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, scholarships.
Scholarship, yeah.
So just a great time and a big happening out there at Marshfield Landing. So with that, want to remind people about that each year. Anyway, time to take our first break here on Bayou, Kane's Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. We got a little bit more to talk about. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Discover Ragin' Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning and Ragin' Cajun Foods delicious line of seasoned dinners. Beans, black-eyed peas, roux, Creole sauce, seasoning, rubs, and even sweet jalapeno relish and spicy pickles. Ragin' Cajun original recipes have been secretly crafted in the heart of Acadiana over the last 38 years. Ask for Ragin' Cajun at all your favorite grocery stores today. Ragin' Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Folks, ask them for that Ragin' Cajun, c'est bon.
Everyone loves pizza, and everyone loves a home run. Put them together, and you have Home Run Pizza. And yes, right here in New Iberia, located at 3816 East Old Spanish Trail, it's New Iberia's newest takeout pizza, and delivery is available. Dough is made fresh each day, and you get an assortment of toppings. Try the Grand Slam, the Double Play, or Mr. Meaty. They're all home runs at Home Run Pizza. 256-5783. That's 256-5783.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Kane Fishing and Hunting Show.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dahl's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of Carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the Carrier experts at Dahl's Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man, today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511, license number 6286.
Hi, this is Boxcar Bajero inviting you to join me and PGA Golf professional Teddy Sliman for Chip Shots. Mondays from 5 to 6 p.m., we'll take an in-depth look at the local, state, and national golf scenes. And we invite you to chip in with your calls at 367-1240.
Chip Shots is sponsored by GolfBalls.com and our local golf clubs, Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, and Sugar Oak.
So let's make a tee time for 5 p.m. on Mondays for Chip Shots on Kane. Stream us live on Kane1240.com and catch the podcast the next day.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5, AM 1240, and streaming at Kane1240.com.
Welcome back to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show with that. You know, Rick, I saw this article. First of all, I went looking for something. Right. You know, with the prospective bear hunting season here in Louisiana, I went about, I mean, why would you want to shoot a bear? You know, you know, is bear meat good?
Right.
Well, what does bear meat taste like? And they're only talking about 10 bears being taken down each year, if that does work its way on through, but it's still got a long way to go.
Yeah.
And I went looking around throughout the, I guess you say Google, trying to find, and what does bear meat taste like? You know, and I found something on it that, you know, if you want to go out, if whoever is successful with the lottery and then going to the meetings and all, and to understand what it can be about. And what's bear meat taste like? And I found an article where I think the only place where you're able to kill black bear, I think, is up in Alaska right now. And then other states, you can go big game hunting, whether it be grizzly, brown bear, multiple of bears anyway. But the article here talked about bear meat is like a mix of venison and pork.
Okay.
It's dark and rich red meat packed with flavor. Unlike other red meat, though, you shouldn't eat rare or medium rare bear meat for safety reasons. It's best used in a slow cooked recipes or any recipe you'd use for pork. Meanwhile, bears are also fattier than other game meat, and in a good way, depending on what the bear has been eating, the meat can taste a little different. And a bear also has a lot of fat, as I mentioned just moments ago. And with that, early American settlers, used to make bacon out of bear meat. If you can believe that, it was rendered bear fat was also prized for cooking and other uses. Today, some people set bear fat aside to make a pie crust, tortillas, or grease up a skillet. But there's a catch with bear fat. Mm. It can take on and taste whatever the bear had been eating, yeah. All right?
Right.
And that's with any other wild animal that you take down. But bears munch on blueberries or beech nuts. All August and September will have delicious fat. Meanwhile, bears that raid garbage cans might not be so great unless the garbage cans are full of donuts. Anyway, fat from bears that is a lot to eat of dead salmon is said to taste fishy. It really depends on what the bear is eating. Fatty nature of the bear must lend itself to a slow-cooked roast. Bear meat is also good when ground for things like sausage or meatloaf, for that matter. And with that, but I just found that interesting too, Ricky, that and they say here what makes bear meat taste bad. Besides what the bears are eating, their meat can also be affected by field care. And if you're hunting bears in warmer weather, it's especially important to get the skin off the animal quickly so you can start cooking it or cooling it right away.
Yeah.
The same goes for gutting and quartering. And if you have an option, there isn't a bad idea to have a cooler full of ice in your truck before you go bear hunting in the warm weather. That way you can start cooling the meat down as fast as possible. And also, do you have to be careful when cooking bear meat? And yes, you do. Bear meat can make you sick if you don't cook it right. You can play fat and loose with venison, and most agree that it tastes better on a medium to rare side. But bear meat isn't like that. They can host all sorts of nasty things. And a big one is trichinosis, a foodborne disease caused by the microscopic parasites. Symptoms start with diarrhea, but eventually they worsen to headaches, fever, fatigue, severe muscle pain, and difficulty breathing. Trichinosis used to be a big bear issue in pork products, but that's why the USDA once recommends cooking pork to an internal temperature of 160 degrees Fahrenheit. We used to feed pigs. All sorts of things lead to them to get and give trichinosis. Now that they're mostly on grain-based diet, the USDA lowered the recommendation of pork temperature of 145. Bears still eat everything. So you cook all your bear meat to 160 degrees, internal temp for 3 minutes or more before you eat it. Another good rule of thumb is to cook bear meat at 375 degrees Fahrenheit for 20 to 25 minutes per pound. Some take bear meat over 106 degrees to be safe. And if you do, you'll be sure to kill off any harmful parasites, and then you have your answer. So with that, found that article interesting, too. Of course, we're still a ways away from being regulated to those, 10 bears, I think they're talking about
10.
Up in North Louisiana. And that's still a long ways from being completed, too.
Up around Tensaw Parish,
Yeah, up in that area where supposedly the bears are given some issues and all. But we'll see. But bear meat, can't say. There used to be a restaurant in New Orleans. Used to serve all types of meat, whether it be shark or antelope, but from Africa. And I can't remember the name of that restaurant. It was on Claiborne Street, South Claiborne. Mm-hmm. And they fed all those crazy meats and all during the course of the year. Anyway, some sad news here. Some crazy hunter took down a whooping crane and they found a dead whooping crane back in January. The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are looking for leads regarding an endangered whooping crane that was found deceased in January up in Evangeline Parish. And they're offering a $12,500 reward for that, whoever took down this bird with that. So various organizations for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for illegal shooting of this whooping crane. The reward includes the United States Fish and Wildlife System offering $5,000, the Louisiana Wildlife Fisheries Foundation $2,500, the Crane Foundation $2,500, and the Dallas Zoo upped it to another $2,500. Anyone with information about this case should call the United States Fishery and Wildlife System. Area code is 985. The number is 882-3756. That's 985-882-3756. Or the Lake Charles Office of Wildlife and Fisheries at 337-491-2588. Callers can remain anonymous if they choose. Of course, with that, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries support from partners. They have released 167 cranes in the state since 2011 in an effort to reintroduce the birds to the state. Another 30 cranes have been hatched and reared in wildlife and translocated to Louisiana from previously reintroduced populations in Florida. The Louisiana population currently stands an estimated 81 whooping cranes. This introduced the population marked first presence of whooping cranes in the wild in Louisiana since 1950. The crane in this case was released in November of 2023. I think they have tags on all those cranes, too. So when one goes down, they'll know a little bit about it. Of course, whooping cranes are the most endangered of the world's crane species.
Yeah, Louisiana almost flock, extinct, right?
You're right. It's designated as a non-essential experimental population, but is protected under state law under the Endangered Species Act and the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. So don't know what Hunter had taken advantage of that, but not bright.
Nope.
Taking that. You know, one of those birds in the air looks like a 747. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got a wingspan 8 to 10 feet, mm-hmm. and it's got a little red in its face, and I just can't believe somebody would mistake that for some type of other stalk or species.
Yep.
So anyway, tides today here on a big Friday, March the 15th. Sun rose at 7:16, and sunset will be at 7:17 tonight. In the high and low tide chart, we see that the low tide was at 2:07 this morning. Meanwhile, the high tide will be at 11:08 later on this morning before noon. Elsewhere, Saturday the 16th, sunrise at 7:15, sunset at 7:18. In the high and low tide chart, the low tide will be at 3:12 a.m. Saturday morning, and the high tide will be at 12:57 p.m. Sunday the 17th, happy St. Patrick's Day to all you Irishmen out there, if anybody else who wishes to celebrate it. Anyway, the sun will rise at 7:14 and sunset at 7:18. In the high and low tide chart, we can see that the low tide will be at 4:26 a.m. Sunday morning and the high tide at 2:27 p.m. The average water temperature starting to climb up a little bit, about average of about 61 degrees in that regard, Rick. So we'll see how that'll take place. In the meantime, Rick, the reason we're here each Friday, these fine people.
You're right, Tony. Got to thank our sponsors, Alamo Hydraulics, Doyle's Heating and Cooling, Home Run Pizza, and Raging Cajun Seasonings and Foods.
And our motto is always,
kids that hunt and fish, don't steal and dip.